doing?
I'm eating.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's delicious.
What does it taste like?
Heavenly.
Mmm. Ouch.
What's the matter?
Hot, I burnt my tongue.
Well, you'll have to be more careful. Why don't you blow on it?
Yeah. Maybe it should cool off a little.
Is it cool enough yet?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just right now.
Would you like some warm milk?
Hell no, I can't stand the taste of that stuff.
Well, would you like another piece?
And now, a special news bulletin from Lena Weeney.
You're digging that. You're not digging that. That's not funny. Hey, there's nothing funny. Hey, tonight on the show, Lost Discs Radio Show is kicking it off on July 15th of 2005. That's right, man. It's the middle of the summertime, you know, here in in the summer. We're coming to you live over WBCQ. And of course, those transmitters are in Monticello, Maine, in the United States of America. Here I am sitting in my little studio here in North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. You know, and I'm trying to dig it tonight. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I'll tell you one thing. We got all kinds of problems. First of all, you know, you go away for a couple weeks. You take a few weeks off. You think, you know, you're going to kick back. Well, we had some difficulties, technical difficulties, even without being in the studio. All right. But then you get beyond that, right? And then you come back and you're saying, all right, here we go. And you come back and suddenly there's bombings and there's people getting married who shouldn't be getting married and just all kinds of craziness. And that all is to say that Dr. Doc Brown, right, my typical sidekick here, well, we just got word about 10 minutes before we went on the air here that Doc Brown was not going to be in attendance for tonight's program, right? So I'm getting behind the microphone here, and I'm getting the other one going and warmed up and all the tubes running. And then you get the phone call. Doc Brown's like, I'm not coming, man. I'm stuck in traffic, and I got to watch the Red Sox game, and yeah, I don't know what's going on. You never know when a guy like that's being straight with you. But it doesn't matter. We're here tonight, you and me and you. And I got on the cell phone there, and I called up Chesty. And she was not necessarily planning on being in the studio. You know, she's on summer break and all. But we called her up, and we got her in. And as a matter of fact, she is currently, having just walked in the door literally 2.5 minutes ago, she is in the archives right now, searching through the 45s, man. She's going down through the vinyl. She's looking through those records, and she promises to pull out a chick pick. All right, I'll say that again without blowing out the board here. It's a chick pick. All right. I'll still blow out the board. But you know what I mean? Like, she's pulling out a record so that you can dig it. Because she has got a different point of view, man. We feel the same, but we see it from a different point of view, being, you know, that she's a woman. And all of us guys programming these shows, man, you see how different it would be if a woman took the reins, right? Took control of the thing. So she's going to spin something here in a little bit. In the meantime, folks, I suggest you get onto it and dig it with us. You got to get on the computer, you know, because there ain't nobody mailing nothing to our P.O. box. You got to get on the computer then. You send us an email tonight. Once again, we're live on July 15th of 2005. So if that's you too, if you're digging it on that date, get in on the email on that computer. The address here, of course, is lost@wbcq.us. Okay, so get on that, lost@wbcq.us, for the Lost Discs radio show. Now, the big word, of course, from London is not about the bombing, all right? The big word from London is that, and I'm about 2 weeks behind on this, but it finally got leaked back to me, Tasha Femkin. Ladies and gentlemen, Tasha Femkin, are you prepared for this? We're going to need something for this. Here it comes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only Tasha Femkin eloped over the 4th of July holiday, and they've skedaddled to London, England. At least that's what the last reports are. She's married, folks. It's over. Gentlemen, I tell you.
Spell on you.
funny. There's nobody laughing about that London problem. There's nobody laughing about the problem that's going on in London. And I'm not going to apologize for this, people. It has nothing to do with the bombings, as terrible of an event as that was. Tasha Femkin is on her honeymoon in London, England, as we speak. She had plans to do this long, long ago, and apparently she went through with them, and she only told a very select few people. So now I'm gonna make nice on this, because you know how I feel about Tasha. You know how I've tried to win her back. You know how, frankly, she's treated me. All right, so I'm gonna make nice now and bury the hatchet and say congratulations, Godspeed. If Tasha Femkin wants to get married and you know do it behind our backs, fine, so be it. Here comes tonight a special dedication. This is the last time I'll do it. From my heart, from Jimmy Knight, all the way out to Tasha Femkin tonight, going out on the Lost Discs radio show, yes. The soothing sounds now of the yellow balloon. And congratulations, Tasha Femkin.
Do you feel what I feel? What's happening to us is a dream, but it's real. I can feel the heat from the hot sun above. Hand in hand, we stand at the threshold of love.
Far from the town, there's no one around. I'm touching your hair.
Touching your hair.
I touch your hair.
Touching your hair. We're touching. Do you feel what I feel? What's happening to us is a dream, but it's real. I can feel the heat from the hot sun above. Hand in hand. Lying in the fields at sunset.
I don't know, Jimmy Knight. I mean, should I wait for you? I might put you in a cage. You prick.
Believe me, baby, if I didn't take.
Are you a boy or are you a girl?
Soon the sun will appear. In the dawn I'll be holding you near. Touching dreams of the night gone away. Stood at the threshold of love, threshold of love yesterday.
Now, how would I define the word nymphomania? You tell me.
Jim E. Knight.
That's my middle name.
That's weird, Jim E. Knight.
You're a sicko.
And that's Jim E. Knight talking in the first person.
What happened?
The stick broke.
Lost Discs Radio.
When two or more musical tones are sounded together, their blending may sound unpleasant or dissonant, like this.
Once.
radio.
Friday.
Yes, there's an air about hot coffee that's hard to resist. Full-bodied, refreshing hot coffee makes any time a pleasant interlude. Won't you have some now?
Ce soir, ce soir, je te préviens, on déménage. Ce soir, on déménage tous les étages. Commencez par déplacer le grand canapé blanc. On continuera par enlever tous les guéridons blancs. Attention, mes doigts sont en danger. N'accroche pas le lustre du salon. Pousse encore et mets-toi de côté. Presse-toi un peu, ça va, c'est bon. Ce soir, je te préviens, on déménage. Ce soir, on déménage tous les étages. Sont décrochés, ils sont dans l'entrée. Bon, ne perds pas ton temps à ne rien faire et à tourner en rond. Les tapis sont en train de brûler. Je t'avais pourtant bien prévenu tant de fois d'arrêter de fumer. Ne dis pas non car je t'ai vu. Ce soir, je te préviens, on déménage. Ce soir, on déménage tous les étages. Fracas dans la cuisine et d'où peut venir l'eau qui jaillit partout en emportant le chat loin dans ses flots. Les voisins poussent des hurlements, la police et les pompiers sont là. On m'appelle de chez le président. Allô, dites-moi comment ça va. Ce soir, je vous préviens, on déménage. Ce soir, on déménage tous les étages. Ce soir, je vous préviens, on déménage. Ce soir, on déménage tous les étages. Ce soir, je vous préviens, on déménage. Ce soir.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week. Yes, that's right, folks. Oh, she is here. She is in the studio with us. She came in right at the top of the hour. And I gave her a special call there on the phone because Dr. Doc Brown bailed on us there at the last minute. So Chesty, who was our college intern for four semesters there, she jotted down here and she is headed straight for the 45s bin. So I tell you what, before you get on there, Chesty, let me just back announce a few things. Who was that we were hearing in French there? Chesty, would you like to... Could you tell us who that was in French? We'd like to do the honors.
Well, I don't speak French, but that was Brigitte Bardot.
It was the one and only Brigitte Bardot, you know. Be careful with that stuff. Before that, of course, it was the Tiger Men with their classic Tiger Girl. Because before that, we were spinning the yellow balloon with a little thing called Stained Glass Window, which is a very beautiful thing inside of some church somewhere that we were not invited to when Tasha Femkin tied the knot over 4th of July weekend, folks. It's true, she's married. Who knows if now her husband of so many weeks now will even let her return to WBCQ with the program, but we'll be finding out maybe someday if we hold our breath. Now, we're on to Chesty's Chick Pick. Sorry, Chesty, don't want to take up too much more time. Go ahead and tell us what you've picked out here tonight.
I pulled out a little gem, and I think you'll like it, Mr. Knight. It's called Spasm.
Let's dig it tonight on Lost Discs Radio Show.
When I saw your smiling face spreading joy all over the place, I said, without your love, I'd soon be dead. I said, ooh.
for more. You kiss me twice, woo! I hit the floor. I said, ooh, ooh, please save me from going crazy. Oh, you're giving me spasms, baby.
What's your pleasure, sir or madam, and all you kiddies too?
Lost Discs Radio.
Okay, so I'm a biological freak.
Tired of that annoying waxy buildup that comes from listening to the Lost Discs radio show? You know, the stuff, that gooey waxy slime that just seems to get all over. Well, get rid of it, because now there's Dr. Doc Brown's Super Soluble Solvent. That's right, Dr. Doc Brown's Super Soluble Solvent is the solution. Just lift the cap, tip the patented applicator top, and whoa, watch out there, fella, just a little dab will do ya. Wouldn't it be great to do away with that pesky waxy buildup once and for all? And wouldn't it be nice to know that you're prepared when the waxiness flares up? Of course it would. So what are you waiting for? Dr. Doc Brown's Super Soluble Solvent is supplied in 7 slick sizes. You know that'll come in handy, especially this time of year. And just like the Lost Discs radio show, Dr. Doc Brown's Super Soluble Solvent is guaranteed aspirin-free, although not guaranteed against stomach upset. So take care of that annoying waxy buildup today. Get Dr. Doc Brown's Super Soluble Solvent.
Not sold in stores. Send money, money, money to Lost Disc Radio, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
What's your pleasure, sir or madam?
This is Jim E. Knight.
Tell me the station I'm listening to.
WBCQ.
How about telling the time to be?
10:33 Eastern Time.
What's the weather that's gonna be?
You better prepare yourselves, folks. We've got some solar flare activity. Boy, Dr. Doc Brown would enjoy that if he were here tonight. It's true. There's an aurora alert for people in Canada and the northern United States. There is a big display possible tonight as coronal mass ejections pass through the Earth's ionosphere. That should be tonight or tomorrow. Currently, a solar wind speed of something around 400 kilometers per second and a proton density around 2 protons per cubic centimeter. So anyway, all this boils down to some about a 50% chance of active geomagnetic storms in both the high and mid latitudes tonight. Well, that's exciting. And before the weather report here, that it was exciting that we were listening to The Joyride, okay, off the Imperial Records label. Yeah, they're covering that old Simon and Garfunkel tune, Chesty. That's what they were covering, Chesty.
It's the sounds of silence.
Yes, the sounds of silence. You know, when you throw the microphone over to Chesty, sometimes she plays the sounds of silence. Sound of silence. Okay, before that, the Gurus off of the United Artists record label. The Gurus with Come Girl. Okay, Come Girl. And before that, it was Little Willie John with Spasms.
Okay, if it's a Little Willie, she's not going to come.
Watch it. Man, it was only the suggestion of it. I can't believe you actually took it that way.
But we like the Spasms.
Yeah.
How'd you like that? Do you like that pick?
Off of the King Records label, I dug your chick pick tonight, Chesty.
All right.
Okay. Now, things are exciting. People are emailing in. Well, okay, one guy emailed in. Folks, if you're in, let's check and see who it was. It was a guy in South St. Paul, Minnesota. A guy named Larry. Now, check that, folks. He's emailing specifically from South St. Paul, Minnesota, right? If you said that Larry's coming to you from just St. Paul, Minnesota, man, he'll knock you down a peg. You don't want to meet him in a dark alley after you've been shooting off your mouth like that. No, he's in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Be careful. There's a big railroad track that goes through the middle of it there. He's on the lower side of it. So anyway, that's exciting. If you want to be like that guy and tell us exactly, specifically, almost what street you're on digging the show tonight, you could get on the computer, because that's the only way we could hear from you currently. Email it to lost@wbcq.us. Yes, that's lost@wbcq.us. Okay, it is about 10:36 p.m. on the Eastern Time Zone. It is July 15th, 2005, man. We're on two frequencies, shortwave tonight, 7415 and 5105 kilohertz. That's exciting. We're going to keep things moving, and we'll be back to see if anyone else has chimed in tonight, man. We're going to keep it kicking right now, though, with a little bit of this action. Yeah, it's the Mount McKinleys. Exclusively tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show.
children first learn to walk well, they try hopping and skipping just for fun. Here's some hopping and skipping music if you'd like to hop and skip.
They don't add anything to my life. They're not nostalgic. You know what brings back nostalgia for me, actually, is the guys at Lost Discs.
It pays to listen.
Oh, far out.
Ah.
It's Jimmy Knight.
I'm not here to weigh the merits of marijuana.
Mary. I'm not even gonna tell you who that was by. It's against the law to tell you any more about that. We can't even talk about that record under the new government restrictions. You know, freedom of speech does not apply to freedom of speech about records like that. Folks, before that, it was, I don't know, I think it was Elvis doing Misty Mountain Hop, you know, the old Zeppelin tune there. It's the kind of action that it might occasionally happen on the Lost Discs radio show. And before that, of course, it was the kind of soothing sounds, you know, surprisingly soothing sounds of the 13th floor elevators. Yeah, man, oh, spinning that one for Joe Stacks. Sure enough, a couple people have emailed in after all tonight, after a while. Besides that guy Larry in Minnesota, it was Joe Stacks chiming in here, listening. Who knows if he's listening on a shortwave or on the internet. But, you know, good old Joe Stacks catching it. And we plan to have Joe Stacks on the air 2 weeks from tonight. Yes, very exciting. 2 weeks from tonight, folks, will be some hardcore garage band 60s psych action. For those of you that swing that way, be sure to tune in 2 weeks from tonight, man. What is tonight? If it's not a repeat, then tonight is July 15th of 2005, man. You could get in on that email action like Joe Stacks. Sasha Femkin did email in from London, said she is getting it on an internet feed in a cyber cafe wireless hookup domain, and she's having her double decaf half calf with a twist of lemon and a little bit of something else on the hammer and with a bag of my chips. And, well, you know, what can I say? It's all over. I can't go there anymore. And here it was from Chris Augustus now down in Tennessee. That's true. He's emailing in from Tennessee tonight, getting on the shortwave radio. Of course, that ties in with that weird Elvis Presley sort of song there about who's his ass in the Misty Mountain Hop. All right. Well, we don't have too much time left, Chesty, but maybe you wanted to say a word or two. Thanks, by the way, for stepping in on last-minute notice for Dr. Doc Brown, who couldn't suddenly be here tonight.
Yeah, nobody can fill his shoes, but... Nobody can fill his shoes.
Nobody can fill... No, say it again. Hey, nobody can fill his shoes. We'll say it more than once so that you'll believe us.
It's such a gorgeous summer night,
God,
isn't it?
Dang. You know what it is? It's a gorgeous summer night. She's right. She's right.
And the stars are out, and I'm thinking about the planet.
Whoa!
And some psychedelic action.
Psychedelic action? Where in this planet Earth are you going to find some psychedelic action, Chesty?
Oh, maybe if I listen to some Art Bell out there in Arizona.
Wait. Well, I was just about to go into a record there. I had a perfect segue. And now you're talking about Art Bell in the high desert? Is that where you would rather be? Are you having an affair with some other radio personality?
I dig Art Bell, I gotta admit.
Yeah, in what way? I mean... He digs you too, I take it.
He scares me sometimes, but that's a little bit of a turn on.
Holy jeez. Well, you know, I can't keep up with all these chicks that are having sex, folks. I'm sorry. So I'm just going to move it on tonight, hopefully. And hopefully we'll check in with you on the email before the hour is out tonight, folks, on July 15th of 2005. Get in on that email.
I want to hear from the Southwest.
Let's do it tonight on the Lost Disc Radio Show. It is lost at wbcq.us.
Her neon mouth with a bling and soft smile, nothing but an electric sign. You could say she has an individual style, she's a part of a carnival time. Super steel lady, chrome colored clothes you wear, cause you have no other. But I suppose no one knows you're my plastic fantastic lover. Call never
never shuts off, it's nothing but a used machine. Her aluminum finish, slightly diminished, is the best I ever have seen. Cosmetic baby, plugged into me, and never ever find another. And I realize no one's wise to my plastic, fantastic lover. Electrical dust is starting to rust, her trapezoid thermometer taste. All the red tape is mechanical rape of the TV program waste. Data control and IBM, science is mankind's brother. But all I see is draining me on my plastic, fantastic lover.
Folks, it's Buster here from the one-stop shop and drop market in South Hall. I'm here to tell you of our latest improvement. This would be our use of the latest in shop and cart technology. Yes, we are concerned for the safety and efficiency of our carts. Check this out. Our new improved shop and carts are as mean and gnarly as your Uncle Ned's Harley. Plus, they contain all the latest up-to-date safety features you'd come to expect as part of your shopping experience with us. How do we do it? Well, the first step is to alter the power-to-weight ratio. Imagine your cart stripped to the bare essentials, but with hotter cans, larger valves, and an increased bar and stroke. Other extras include the half-size, fully customized fuel tank, a bob to chuck rear fender, a tiny seat that squats right over the high-powered torque engine, extended front forks to give the cart a longer wheel bore, a raised front end, just like our cuties in the checkout lines, and a suicide hook clutch that necessitates split-second timing between shifting and braking as you whirl to a halt in our drive-through deli department. Now, add a few personal touches, such as polarized dual headlights, multicolored plastic spoke guide protectors, vivid candy apple red reflector panels, two bicycle thin front wheels, a raked muffler, sissy bars, a tall triangular chrome rail made for passenger handhold, women's hosiery, sparklers. And now, top this with a ton of chrome and flame paint, and you have a $5,000 minus man-hour work of art. It's a beauty to behold with chrome spoke rear wheels, perfectly balanced flywheel, and a dozen coats of mold of gunmetal gray metallic paint on the handle that someday may wrap into a brick ball or trailer truck in our one-stop shop-and-drop parking lot, if the wrong person is piloting it. So, drop in on us today and take one of these beauties for a spin and see what all this excitement is about. Again, that's the one-stop shop-and-drop market, 492 Frederick Street, South Hall.
Ladies and gentlemen, forget about Tasha Femkin. When Chesty speaks, men say, how high?
Hey, thanks, Bill. Out there in the Southwest, you know, I really dream about Arizona.
Yeah. Good old Bill in Arizona chimed in just now on the email per Chesty's request. Here's one more that is just getting in on the last second here. Coming in from New York. Well, all right, that's not Southwest, but we're glad to hear from you. Some guy signing it as Wild in New York. And it's something about... We'll get back to you on that thing about the rock song about Mary. Hey, here's a question about something we played. Folks, if you ever want to get in on it with us, it is lost at wbcq.us or in the analog mail in the irregular post office box. It is Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, and you know we're in the USA. Good night.